As we speak, Pope Benedict XVI is presiding over a penitential service for the youth of the Rome Diocese, ahead of this weekend's Diocesan World Youth Day events, which coincide with the beginning of Holy Week. Thousands of young people are gathered in St. Peter's Basilica this evening, and thousands more are following via closed-circuit television from the Paul VI Hall. We take you live now to St. Peter's Basilica. Well, also in preparation for World Youth Day, the 9th International Youth Forum is currently underway in the hill town of Rocca di Papa, just south of Rome. The event is organised by the Pontifical Council for the Laity, drawing together 300 people from over 90 countries. Chris Altieri reports.
Prefect of the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples, Cardinal Ivan Dias, marked the second day of the forum by celebrating Mass on Thursday in the Pontifical Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. In his homily, Cardinal Dias urged young men and women to look to the figure of St. Paul for inspiration on how to live their faith in today's secular world. Cardinal Dias said in his writings, "The saint advises us to live a life of austerity and self-discipline and recommends us to be truthful, righteous, peace-loving, and full of faith." The young people have been meeting over the past 2 days south of Rome to discuss the difficulties faced by many teenagers and young adults in living out this advice, particularly in the world of work. Archbishop Stanislaw Rilko is president of the Vatican's Council for the Laity. He points to the theme of this 9th encounter, witnessing Christ in the world of work. He said, "Work is an issue of essential importance in the lives of young people today. Thus, the forum has invited experts in the field to reflect upon the changing global jobs market and how young men and women can best respond to its challenges." The Archbishop said young people must never cease to search for a deeper and more beneficial meaning in their chosen professions. He said work may take up much of our day-to-day life, but it must not become all-consuming. It must also offer the opportunity for personal growth and at the same time be of benefit to the wider community. The forum draws to a close on Saturday, just ahead of Diocesan World Youth Day celebrations, which traditionally are held on Palm Sunday. In dioceses across the world, I'm Chris Altieri.